This is your AFN Rota Daily Newscast.
I'm Petty Officer Aaron Spurley. The U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Rahm Emanuel, Japanese government officials and leaders from the U.S. Navy and Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force bid farewell to USS Ronald Reagan before the ship departed Yokosuka, Japan, for the last time after spending nearly a decade as the U.S. Navy's forward-deployed aircraft carrier, May 16th. Ronald Reagan's departure from Japan marks the beginning of the ship's final scheduled Indo-Pacific patrol. Departing with Ronald Reagan were the Ticonderoga-class guided missile cruiser USS Robert Smalls and the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS Howard. Rear Admiral Greg Newkirk, commander of Carrier Strike Group 5, said, "On behalf of the strike group, I want to express my gratitude to the people of Japan and the city of Yokosuka. You are our friends, family, and our close and trusted allies. Our relationship with Japan and the JMSDF has never been stronger. Whether it's aboard USS Ronald Reagan today or USS George Washington in the future, we will continue to strengthen those ties at all levels, onshore and at sea." Captain Daryl Cardone, Ronald Reagan's commanding officer, said, "The crew and I are sad to bid Japan farewell. The Ronald Reagan strong relationship with the JMSDF and rich history with the Japanese people assure me that we shall see each other again." Ronald Reagan is scheduled to turn over with USS George Washington and then transit to Bremerton, Washington, later this year. Reporting from Naval Station Rota, I'm Petty Officer Aaron Spurley.